interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
We're having a good time.
We're having fun.
We're getting in there. I don't know what is on the table. We'll worry about that in a minute.
It was Wednesday, so
smoothie day.
Something.
And there was a Comets game, so there was a board op in here.
What do you get?
I don't know. I don't know what last night's meal was.
Nothing good? You never know.
Happy Thursday, everybody. And we just keep rolling today, guys. We go from last night's shenanigans.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Through a double banger today. Cody will be live at noon at Paper and Leaf. And then Coco Puffs tonight.
Who is? Who is it? Where is it?
After last night's Whiskey Wednesday, I don't even know how. I don't even know how I'm sitting here right now.
Weedski Wednesday.
Oh, my God. You guys killed me. It was so fun.
We have rebranded it.
Weedski Wednesday?
Weedski Wednesday.
Just took a little bit of that one vape that I love a lot and a glass of that Napogue.
Yep.
And my brain was...
It's jello. That's why for my own... For breaking fourth wall stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I like pushing so hard for, different, cannabis sponsors to hop on board with Wednesday.
Sure, dude.
Because I it's so fun when Josh doubles down, and I keep telling people that.
I don't have any gummies last night. I just had my little pen, and that's all I need.
No, just a little spit and a little dab will do you.
And you guys kept asking me to do things, and I don't remember why I was doing things. It was awesome.
That's fun.
And then Cody sent me these visuals on Instagram that just blew my balls out of my pants.
Yep.
Guys.
They were... I don't even know, to be honest, how I found them. It came up in just reels, and I just went...
It was some of the coolest visuals I've ever seen in my life.
And I saw it at the perfect time, and
Oh, my God.
I sent our message of... Let me know when
you're right. Let me know when you're right, because I got something for you. And he had two. He had a gritty video, which made me laugh. Because now he's making reels. Now that he's got his new phone, Grandpa's making reels.
I figured out how to do that. It showed me. It came up when I reinstalled things. Instagram was like, hey, do you know how to do reels? And I went, I do not.
I don't, as a matter of fact.
Said, learn here, and I went, okay.
My previous phone probably wasn't equipped for that, so let's learn.
So what is this?
Oh, man.
Now I can do things with music.
Last night was a ride. It's on our Twitch channel right now.
Oh, good.
I'll put it on our YouTube. I was hesitant to even publish the thing, because I was just useless.
Those are the fun.
I was a pile
of fun.
Just gravy.
Yeah, those are good ones. A pile of gravy.
Some big old mountain of gravy.
He's...
It was wild. It was fun. It was really, really fun. Well, happy at Thursday. We move on. Mm-hmm. We move on to a new day. Sadly, Syracuse getting bumped first game last night.
That wasn't
a good showing.
No, they're out. They're in the NIT.
If they even take that invite, you don't have to play the NIT, right?
No, but they will.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it gets them... money for anything something.
Being a big name like Syracuse, maybe get a little scratch for that.
Yeah, but I bet this team is like, no, let's go try the NIT.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I get nervous now. They got a lot of pieces. They got a lot of pieces on that team that could piece out.
Oh, I know. I know. That's the bummer.
Like three of them.
That's the bummer. I mean, I hate to say it, but you could really kind of see Judah Mintz's ego last night. He was... chirping at the refs.
Well, because I said it right and when you were in Whiskey Wednesday, mm-hmm. like he got basically punched in the face.
Yeah.
I don't understand what these refs look at.
I don't either.
If you see the replay of it, it's literally,
a ref staring at the play, and he gets punched in the face.
He got hit in the face.
And then Judah says something, and the ref is appalled by
it. Yeah, he's going to tee him up for that. Like, bro, dude, I got hit in the face.
You can already see his eye is swollen. You can see it already.
Yeah.
What do you think? It just happened? Or he's been playing like that the whole game?
I know you can't blame the refs. The refs weren't great last night, but Syracuse sucked last night.
So. Yeah, they were bad, and he's one of them I could see going somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. So maybe Red's got a plan for that. Maybe he has something to keep him in. Maybe because next year they could be huge.
Well, they've got a couple other people coming in that are supposed to be really talented. Yeah. So I think they could probably be pretty good next year after, with coming a couple of guys coming back from injury and coming in and hopefully not leaving on the transfer and all.
Yeah, so now comes that part of the situation where the coaches have to try to keep the guys, keep the team together and say, no, let's...
And what sucks is that it's our job almost.
What do you mean?
You and I, but the town, we have to do it.
The way NIL works,
and
I know.
It's like, that sucks, I know. Man. We have to do it.
I don't have big donor money.
No, I don't
have it.
I don't have none of that crap. And even if I did, I don't know. It's so weird where it's like, no, either you do or I don't have to tell
that's
you.
The weird thing. That's the thing I hate about NIL right now is that why is it falling on us? I'm not going to get into it because like, obviously there's, things I don't understand, but it's like, why do I got to give these guys money? Why can't we just have, Pepsi Cola give them money or something,
In which they do, but...
Yeah.
They got to be really good.
Let's look at the different models here, Anyways.
That whole thing is a disaster.
I hear one more thing about this eclipse.
Oh, my God, dude. Cody and I were just talking. I got to make a fake account or something on Facebook. The boomers that are mad about the eclipse.
It would just be really fun, and you could do it on every single article about everything. And then that way, the people that really get... real actually mad about those things for no reason.
Yeah.
They would be out. That guy already did it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean? It'd be redundant.
Like Cody and I preach, you live your life. If you're not bothering anybody else, go live your life. I don't care.
I don't care.
And there's literally nothing we can do about the eclipse. It's going to happen. I'm sorry you're mad about the coverage of it, because that's all the comments are like, feels like all I've heard about this last 2 months of the eclipse. It's a once-in-a-century event.
I was just going to ask you, what exactly is going on? Because I haven't paid any attention to
it.
My mom called me a dumbass and handed me glasses and said, here.
Well, she's right to do that, because I can see you out walking, Elsa. Wow!
It got so damn dark all of a sudden!
I'm going to look at it.
What the hell's the sun doing right now?
The reason it's a big deal, April 8th,
okay,
for the first time in 100 years, that thing. But it's also, we're in the path of totality.
And that's...
We're going to have one of the best views of it on the world.
And it'll be pitch black here or something?
For a minute, yeah.
Like this? It'll look like this?
Yeah.
At noon?
This is why it's a big deal.
I didn't... All right, honestly, I am
it's pretty cool.
I am dumb sometimes, but I didn't know it was that whole thing. I just thought it was one of those where it's like... And foop. Okay, never mind.
You'll have complete darkness for a brief period of time. It's one of those eclipses.
Yeah, stay home so you can get a good view of it.
And Syracuse City Schools are using one of the days they would have had anyways, angry Facebook people.
Yeah, whatever.
To let the kids go look at a once in a century event.
Oh, cool.
They had to skip square dancing that day.
You better.
To see a galactic miracle.
What time is it?
What time is it right now? It is 6:18 a.m.
No, sorry. The eclipse.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I didn't know if it was... Is it a couple hours?
No,
is
it's
it
a
like
quickie.
10 minutes?
Like an eclipse.
Yeah. I remember from school.
You see him coming.
If we haven't had it for 100 years, then I don't know this one.
One I don't know about.
Well, that's what I mean.
3 minutes, around 2 or 3 minutes, Whiskey Hill says. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. And they're in the commute home from school. So it'll be a time when... we can do stuff, our obvious crap and then we can go get a good view.
But the reason the city school, one of the reasons that Katie's saying this too, it's addressed in the thing.
That makes sense.
Is that it's happening at the exact time buses and dismissal would be happening.
Yeah.
So they're like, obviously people are going to be looking at the eclipse. It's going to cause traffic issues. It's going to be crowded. Why not just give him a half day? Why don't you shut up? Just shut up. Comment section.
Because that's probably more expensive than just giving them the whole day. They're saving just money then.
The day.
You're going to be using more tax dollars if you give them a half day because then they're going to be bussing to and from
just
as opposed to just staying
who cares,
home. So the
guys,
boomers better shut up about that.
Who cares? I can promise you whatever they were going to learn that day.
No, I'm interested.
It'll be cool. We got the glasses at home.
I didn't realize it was that. I thought it was the quickie from school with
no, it is a major deal.
Whatever.
If you went
cardboard
to the fair
thing.
Last year, did you go to the I Love New York exhibit at the fair?
No.
They had a whole display on it because it's going to be very cool.
Huh.
Like, people up in the Adirondacks are going to have some of the best views of an eclipse
yeah.
that we've had in like 100 years, you know?
I think that's pretty neat. I'm trying to think of where it would be cool to go and watch it.
Yeah, wherever you want.
I gotta be somewhere cool, though, because that's...
Want to go on the roof?
Oh, you son of a bitch!
I can go up on the roof and watch it here if you want. I mean, where'd be the coolest place to watch it?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a dispensary about 50 yards from here that we could pregame it, and then you watch a freaking eclipse, dude. You saw those visuals make me cry last night on Whiskey Wednesday. I don't know what an eclipse will do to me.
He'll shatter him.
I don't know. My brain might blow up.
The cliffs will shatter,
it
Josh.
It might shatter me.
Shatter him to his core.
It might break me. You might have to push me around like just a complete invalid for the rest of my life.
Especially if we can get you perhaps your first of a couple different things, maybe. A certain thing rolled in a certain thing.
And I might just sit there outside of Flynn's going, what? What?
And we have to spin you around.
All right, buddy. Let's get him back inside.
And you said you have the glasses?
What? Yeah.
All right, so we take the glasses out of your pocket. Put them on. There you go,
because you
got to
remember, not only is my wife an educator, she's also a mom. So she bought these glasses like 6 months ago.
Are yours cool ones?
They're they look like old school 3D glasses, but they're the tint ones. I could probably have a pair for
you.
Really? We have a whole pack.
No, I have, we had, in the pack my mom got, they're different. Mine look like the old school 3D glasses, but they have like planets and stuff
on
them.
They're decorated. We have those too. We probably have the exact same glasses.
Yeah, I'm going to wear them for regular things because, I mean, I've got.
I feel
Will these work?
What?
What are those?
I wouldn't try that. Those are. Cody has these
red
glasses.
I don't know what these are.
Let me see what April 8th.
Every time I put these on, I forgot how cool this looks.
April 8th is a Monday, so. Wow. So that'd be pretty rad.
Not how cool I look because I know how stupid
no,
this
look
looks.
No, you look good.
I'm saying
look
around.
Mm-hmm.
Like that fish tank will blow your balls out.
Yeah. He has these red tinted glasses that came with.
I don't remember.
They came with one of your products.
Oh,
one of your Cocoa Puffs products.
I remember, and it was an
it
old
literally
school
said
3D.
Yeah,
like in the comics from when we were growing up.
Like you sent me those visuals last night. It was just an analog version of that, where it's like, hey, after you do this, put these glasses on and look at this picture real quick.
And I did,
and you did,
pretty awesome.
And you did. So, anyways, enjoy the eclipse. I'm really enjoying the comments section, and I might create a fake Facebook account just to out boomer the boomers.
I didn't realize how fun that would be till I
It'd
started
really
saying it out
fun.
Loud.
We should really do that
because you're just ahead of all of them.
Just be like furious about everything.
Yeah, because we're around this type of stuff where when that would be the articles released, we could hop on quick before everyone else.
And ice cream and beer, great point. One of my other favorite things that's definitely going to happen is as much as we've covered the eclipse, and it has been on the news almost every day for basically a year, there will be people on Monday, bro, what's going on outside? Bro, I'm freaking out.
Yep,
who will be completely clueless that it's even happening.
That and the person who thinks by putting this comment up on like Facebook makes them super brilliant and doesn't just add to the clutter of, apparently there's an eclipse going on. Didn't know from my Facebook feed.
Yeah, oh, there'll be that guy too. Oh, yeah, post another photo of the eclipse. Because then there's always the guy that's too cool to celebrate the eclipse.
Yep.
My Facebook is just full of eclipse photos.
No, I didn't go outside and look at when it got dark outside. All I had to do was look at my Facebook profile. Thanks, though.
And
it's not even snowing here.
And there'll be the other comment of, some of us have to work. Enjoy your eclipse.
Yes.
Enjoy your eclipse.
Enjoy. Must be nice.
Must be nice. I'm putting in 15 hours
enjoy
today.
The sun.
Real bright shine happening up there. Real nice.
Why SUNY Oswego for your master's degree? Tuition plus national rankings make SUNY Oswego the smart choice. For more than 75 years, SUNY Oswego has been providing master's degrees. Choose from more than 40 graduate programs to improve your path. You don't have to spend $60,000. SUNY Oswego's strategic communication program is less than $16,000. This is the perfect degree program to position you in public relations, marketing, or human resources. Plus, each year, they award $500,000 to their graduate students. Visit oswego.edu/grad/studies.
All right.
Huh?
There's no such thing as too much, Cody.
What?
You get double banger from Coco today, all right?
Me?
You. Noon today.
Someday. Someday, oh.
Make sure you save our Twitch channel. It's like our little TV station.
It is.
It's like our it's like the K-Rock TV station. There's different shows on it throughout the day.
Yep.
And today at noon, Cody will be live at Paper and Leaf in New Hartford, showing you some of the products they got out there.
Let's see what they got.
And then back tonight for Cocoa Puffs, 8 o'clock, presented by Paper and Leaf Hemp Company, plus a couple of other sponsors I'll tell you about, a new place that we're going to tell you about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, who's going to
what do you think about that?
Be sponsoring Cocoa Puffs to get you ready for their grand opening.
Yes.
Very close to my house.
And I have something that is very familiar, very similar to something that you really like.
All right, let's party.
So I'm curious to see.
I look forward to seeing all
what
of it.
This is.
I'm hesitant to show Cody this because, all right, for those of you that don't know, Cody loves animals so much.
Ah, butts.
And he's out walking around all of the time. He just said it in Twitch. He was up at a Tisco yesterday.
Yeah.
Turning over rocks, quote, looking for lizards, bugs.
Bugs and lizards.
And if I show him this, I'm afraid he's going to do this and start going out in the woods.
Oh, I already go out in the woods. So.
I know. This is Richmond, Virginia. They have a wildlife center down there.
They got scarier stuff. I ain't got real much
out
here.
Well, this is actually adorable.
Coyote or two,
this
man.
Is actually adorable. I don't want to give you the idea. They have a baby fox that they're nursing back to health.
Oh,
and they don't want the baby fox to get used to humans, so they dress up like adult foxes to treat the baby fox.
That's like the people that dress up like pandas.
Yep.
So
they don't want the animal to get used to humans so that it can live in the wild.
That's adorable. No,
I'm going to show you the video.
All right. No, honestly, having that otter experience,
yeah,
and just seeing that those little tiny otter, how sharp their tiny teeth are,
yeah,
it kind of taught me a lesson that
not mess with wildlife.
Yeah, cause I think about that because I've seen foxes and stuff up by me and baby ones. And I'm like, oh, that'd be great. But then I think, remember how small those otters were and then they shredded your hands like fish?
I just also know that you get one pre-roll deep and then you're like, well, I'm going to put this fox mask on. I'm going to see.
Let me just put this on.
Hey, I'm just out here foxing.
Yip, 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 yip.
If you want to see the video, I'll explain it to our audio listeners. Twitch video if you want to see it. This is Executive Director Melissa Stanley wearing a fox mask to feed a baby red fox to minimize human sounds and create visual barriers during handling.
What?
Now, she looks like a furry, and that's kind of weird to me.
Yeah, man, that is so lifelike. What the hell,
But
man.
She's got a fox mask on right now. She says the mask is meant to make sure the orphan does not get too used to people.
The mouth?
Oh, the mouth moves.
Why is it so real?
The mouth doesn't move.
No, don't talk.
Don't talk.
I like her flannel thing, though. That looks really comfortable.
She says they don't want to get used to people so it can live in the wild one day.
That's really smart.
Quote, we minimize human sounds, create visual barriers, reduce handling, reduce multiple transfers amongst different facilities, and wear masks for the species.
That after all this is said and done, that fox mask is definitely going to have a penis
thrust
into its mouth because that is 100%
it's
a furry mask.
Yeah, that thing is going to be at a convention somewhere in a hotel.
Yep. Wow.
But look at that cute little baby red fox.
Honestly, I can't stop looking at that thing because its mouth opens.
Yeah, I hate that its mouth opens. So if I can just say that.
I haven't even looked at the fox thing at all really yet. I can't stop looking at it, and it looks menacing. It looks menacing.
It does.
And what is it eating? Is it eating on top of another dead fox?
Yeah, I don't know what it's sitting on, like another fox mask?
It's supposed to be like its siblings.
Oh, like it's its mother.
Like it's crawling
on
its siblings to get to the teat.
Well, good for them. They're doing the right thing.
I mean, that's, again, a very smart idea. It's just, I don't know if you had to go
Oh, it's snuggling. Now it's snuggling the other fox.
All in on the mask.
Yeah, the mask.
I don't think it would have known if you just had a, you know, $50 type mask as opposed to, it's okay, mine's not movie quality.
The Richmond Wildlife Center's like, how much did we spend on this mask?
It was a $3,000 mask.
Hey, Jim, I need you to come into my office real quick. I got to ask you about some receipt that we got.
Did you go to furriesforfun.org?
Yeah, about that.
For work.
It was for work.
It was for work. Here, watch the video.
Doesn't make it better.
I don't know. I'm just going to read this. I'm not the one saying this. I'm reading a news story.
Okay.
Okay, so don't send your complaints to me.
Oh, boy.
You know the film Full Metal Jacket, right?
Yeah.
And you know the one of the characters in that film says
the thing. The
me love you long time.
Oh, okay.
You know that?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And it was in the 90s. Everybody, yes. you were not a teenager if you weren't walking around saying sucky, sucky, me love any, you long yes, time. Anything of that, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know how this happened, but clearly it happened. QVC has apologized to the Asian community for a marketing email they sent out on International Women's Day about a purse that said, you love this bag long time. Okay?
Come on.
You can laugh at it because I would hope that everybody sees the stupidity in this.
That's what I'm laughing at, that someone saw that and went, and send.
Send. Right.
And.
How did that happen? Send.
Yeah.
The
that
shopping
got through
channel,
a lot of people's hands.
QVC sent out an email with the phrase that is obviously attached to the Asian sex workers in Full Metal Jacket.
Yep.
QVC's president sent an apology, said, derogatory language that is offensive, particularly to the Asian community and women, does not reflect the company's commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. I don't know how that even got written into an email.
Yeah.
Was it like an inside, like, joke?
No.
In the office?
I really don't know. Because, yeah, someone had to actually write it. So, how is QVC still a thing?
That's a nut. Dude, I think that all of the time.
How are they still, people are like, yeah, I should probably get some costume jewelry.
It's not, you're not.
From the TV.
It's not to us, I don't think, but to, like, our mom's generation, it's still a thing. My wife has an aunt that shops almost exclusively on QVC.
What?
I know.
What's in her house?
Christmas is wild because never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. What is on? Like, if I went
you're
on
like,
TV,
oh, cool nesting dolls. Didn't know I needed these.
Let me see. It's got to be just QVC.com.
Yeah, it's QVC.com. And it's like, it's exactly like the TV channel. All but
right, yep, first up,
mm-hmm.
costume jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And then third person jewelry. More jewelry. Here we go. Other deals. Okay, home and garden deals.
Right.
Here's a hamper.
Right.
I need a wicker hamper with a wooden
You're
top.
You're gonna. Why, don't we all?
That only makes sense. I need a. I don't even know what that
so
is.
So what does their website look like? Just like I'm going on a website to buy things like an Amazon?
It looks like the most. Old person friendly.
Yeah.
1990s Amazon. Yeah. Like, this is Amazon when it first started.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Here, want this? Here, want this? Oh, and then.
The pictures are massive.
Oh,
the text is massive.
You have no idea what some of this stuff is. Like, here's some random
food. My grandson would like these pretzel rods.
Oh, my niece would like cold plasma plus.
Lady Meow with an exact point. She said, quote, it's the Ollies of the internet. True.
But there's not anything for me on here.
But there's nothing that we want.
I want stuff, though. Although I would, whatever those are, I'd eat those.
And they, can I just say something as a financial advisor? Not that I'm actually pretty bad with money, but if you're watching QVC,
go ahead. As a financial advisor, go ahead.
If you're watching QVC,
yeah,
and it says you can have this beautiful necklace for three payments of $33 or whatever it is.
Wow.
You can't afford that necklace.
What a deal. Oh.
If you've got to break up some of the crap they sell on QVC into payments, you can't afford that item. So just don't buy it.
Well, I want this pewter sterling. It comes in different colors. Peacock blue yin yang ring, dude.
Yeah, and no, you don't.
No. It's not three of
what?
33.
What is it?
It's five installments of 25 with Easy Pay.
So five installments of $25, you can't afford that item. Unless it's a home, car, or an education, don't buy things on payments. The third person sterling creator soul yin yang gemstone ring. Who sees that ring and says, I gotta have that ring? Who sees
Who's
it?
Who's got two thumbs and wants that ring? Right, though?
Yeah. If you've got to break up that ring into five payments of $25, you can't afford that ring.
I didn't even show you it black and white.
You can't afford it. I'm sorry.
38 shoppers bought it in the last day. 24 people are currently looking at it.
Yeah,
there's not that many left.
He's going to be on QVC. He's buying them. If I don't buy it, who's going to?
Ugh.
That's just my advice to you.
There's little gemstone things that you put around the stems of your flowers in your garden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why don't I have that?
I don't know, but if you don't hurry up,
they're going to be
someone's going to buy it. Someone's going to buy it.
They're going to be gone.
You know?
Whatever, doesn't matter. They're all going to be gone. I gotta act.
Doesn't
now.
Matter. I'm not gonna get it anyways. It's gonna be sold out.
I gotta act now.
I gotta act now. It's gonna be mine.
I gotta act now.
All right, get that yin yang ring.
Yes.
Yes. Five payments of $25.
Peacock blue or black and white?
I think black and white is a little too 90s.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, that's what you
I was
want? Gonna,
well, I was saying, is we going nostalgia old school? We going old school, but with a little new school flair with peacock blue?
I don't know. Part of me could see you sprouting some turquoise. Like, I could see you being a man of the woods.
Putting peacock blue on?
Peacock blues are like...
Mm-hmm. Yep. Turquoise jewelry is all of the rage.
Like, part of me sees you 30 years from now with, like, silver hair slicked back... But you've got like two turquoise rings on
each hand,
and like a bolo tie.
Ooh, did I move down south for something?
No, but you visited. You visited, and you really liked a lot of it. You're like D'Angelo Vickers. Yep. You really love the American Southwest.
Yeah, I really love the American Southwest.
And
really big fan of Arizona. I didn't go to Texas.
You don't live
I didn't
there.
Go to Texas.
No. You were just visiting, and you bought a couple of pieces of jewelry.
I went
to
Santa Fe,
and for some reason, you smell. You don't smoke cigarettes, but there is a cigarette tinge to you.
Yep.
Like you're hanging out somewhere.
Yeah. Almost like a parliament
like a bowling
smell.
Alley. Yeah, yep. Like you're at a bowling alley, but I don't think you're at a bowling alley, but you got that smell to you.
Yep.
That's you in 30 years from now.
Perfect.
Hey, how you doing?
Glasses, the color match the rings.
Yeah, you got one silver tooth. I'd love that.
Plastic toothpick.
I'd love that.
These guys are good. I've only seen them live once.
I've never seen him in person, but I watched them maybe the Bonnaroo stream last year.
Oh, cool.
I love your music.
No, it was forever ago. I mean,
where did you see him?
I don't. It was somewhere around here. I forget
they
who
never
it was.
Did a Karagavan, did
no,
they?
No. It was a rando. I mean, like over. Like, I was in my teens still.
Oh, yeah.
So.
They're a great man.
Maybe it might have been Darien Lake. They might have opened for somebody.
That would sound right. If they were around in the Syracuse area, I would have seen them too. But
no,
I didn't.
No, it wasn't like here.
You
here.
Traveled
not
for
like
it.
A landmark or anything. No, it was Darien Lake for something. I forget now. Are you gonna live your
life standing in the back looking around? So we'll see you guys. A couple times today, noon live from Paper and Leaf, and then again tonight, 8 o'clock on Twitch. All Cody, all the time.
No.
All cannabis. If you love it, we celebrate that tonight. Cocoa Puffs.
And,
so,
and if I can find the thing that I couldn't find last week, I'm going to do a thing that'll be visually appealing and fun, but more for me.
Okay, very nice.
But, you know,
I got to find
funny.
A video to send you during your stream to break your brain. I got to find something that'll shatter your brain.
I like that.
Okay, so tonight.
That works for me.
Obviously, brought to you by Sweetgrass Dispensary. We love Sweetgrass. 123 Cayuga Street in Union Springs.
I left the hoodie for the other place in my car.
Okay.
That's what I was looking for when I put on this flannel.
We also tell you about Paper and Leaf Hemp Company. Talk about them a couple times today.
Yep.
But tonight, you're also going to learn about Leafy Wonders, my friends.
What?
Leafy Wonders.
Oh.
Not open yet.
No.
But they are in Fulton.
A little bit. Getting you ready. Yeah. How do you what do you like think about that?
Okay. My Fulton peeps.
What do you think about that?
My Fulton peeps.
What do you think about that?
Okay.
Huh?
So Cody will give you more information about Leafy Wonders tonight.
Yeah.
We'll have a command ready so you guys can get ready for their grand opening coming to Fulton. Right there near Wheelway Motorsports, if you know that area. Used to be, I think, a dealership right there. But it's right 481. You kind of come off 481, hang a big lefty. It'll be right over there. Yeah. Leafy Wonders. I'll tell you about them tonight. Happy National Pie Day, everybody.
Oh, I want pie.
I do, too, now that I've read this article.
Pie's like my favorite.
It is?
Oh,
give
man.
Give me your favorite one right now.
Oh, man.
You got to choose a favorite. Not a top five, just one.
Strawberry rhubarb.
Wow. Did you like... We gave you a slice of that strawberry pretzel crust, right?
Not yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crap.
You hate me.
We do hate you a lot.
Hate me.
All right. That's what we owe you.
Yep.
Because I think you'll like that a lot, too, if you're a strawberry rhubarb fan.
So remember, my mom made that one, and I ate like half of it because she gave it all to me because she thought it was no good because, remember, she crumbled up the pretzel pieces too much.
Oh.
But then,
that's not a bad problem.
No, it was perfectly
you liked
fine.
It. Yeah.
I ate a lot of it. So.
Oopie's favorite pie is pizza pie.
Ooh. Is that
a thing? I'll give you that.
Can that be a thing? All right.
No. You know mine is chalky pie. Yep, my mother's chocolate pie with her homemade whipped cream. It's my go-to. Yep. Awesome. I'm not saying I would do it, but I could sit and eat an entire chocolate pie. Could you eat an entire pie?
Over the course of a certain period of time, not a day.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, like a week, probably.
A week?
I can't eat.
I could eat an entire chocolate pie in 30 minutes.
Someone get one here.
If it was my mother's chocolate pie and I had not eaten.
It's got to be from somewhere that we can get you a chocolate pie.
I don't want any chocolate pie.
No,
I want my mother's chocolate pie. Because the ones from grocery stores aren't the same.
What if it's like a bakery, though?
Nope, not the same. They don't use the same chocolate. They don't use the same whipped cream. It's not the same. I've tried to duplicate it. It can't happen.
I bet you could get one from somewhere. That place in like Liverpool, I bet, makes a good one. They make pies.
Chocolate pie is the favorite pie in four states. I'm going to break down the Google Trends of which state loves which pie.
Okay.
Ohio loves chocolate pie.
Okay.
Iowa loves something called French silk pie, which I'm afraid to Google.
It's like a chocolate pie. It's just like smoother and stuff like that.
They call it Derby pie in Kentucky.
Yep, they're all good. I want that. That one's got different stuff in it.
And then Oreo pie.
See, again,
qualifies as chocolate pie.
You're not going to get me with one that I'm going to be like, no, I don't really like that.
There's
not going to be one.
What New York's number one pie is? You can probably guess.
Apple.
Yeah, apple pie.
Yep.
Also number one in California. California. Oregon, Nevada, Colorado, and Wyoming.
All apple?
Close tie, though, for New York State.
Raspberry pie.
Yeah,
we have a lot of berries, bro.
We're a big apple, big berry state.
I can't wait to be out foraging and come across a raspberry bush in the wild. I go to town on that. It's home beer.
We know what.
Get my mouth. Yeah,
custard or cream pies.
Okay,
are popular in 17 states. Things like Boston cream pies, banana cream pie, lemon meringue. Can you look up what this is in Tennessee, though? Their top search is something called Kool-Aid pie. Tennessee.
We looked that up before, I think.
What are you doing? Is it like a Jell-O in a pie crust or something? Tennessee Kool-Aid pie.
Yo, that looks pretty.
What is
pretty
it?
Pretty banging.
Describe it.
It's a like a sweet condensed milk.
Of course, with Kool-Aid in it.
Yes. And it. There we go.
So you can
before it goes away. Quick.
Okay.
I would do that.
So you could.
I would eat that.
Kool-Aid flavor and then go for it.
Yeah, man, that actually sounds pretty banging.
So it's kind of like a fruit pie, but you're just replacing fruit with a Kool-Aid mix.
Yeah.
And putting it into a sweetened condensed milk.
Sweetened condensed milk, Kool-Aid, heavy cream, graham cracker crust. Wow. That's pretty easy, bro.
Now, can you Google this as well?
No.
Virginia loves something called vinegar pie, which we've all dated them, you know.
Yeah,
vinegar pie. I like vinegar, but I don't think I'm going to want it in a pie form. Do you see it?
Yeah.
What does it look like? Just a pie?
Yeah. I think I would eat that.
Let me see.
Oh, don't go away. Don't go away.
Please don't go away. Huh. What am I eating there, though?
I saw the ingredients for a second, and that's what started going.
All right. So, yeah, that's fine. Cool.
Vinegar pie falls in the category commonly referred to as desperation pie.
Thank you
for not telling me.
I have it right here. All right, vinegar pie falls into the category desperation pies, like its cousins, water pie, buttermilk pie. That word pie has lost all meaning.
Pie. There we go.
Due to the Great Depression.
Yeah, it's egg, sugar, vinegar, vanilla, and butter. And you pour it into the crust.
Because citrus fruits were expensive during that time and nearly impossible to find.
Because of the scurvy.
Because, yeah, and the being poor thing. What is water pie?
That's gross. Get out of here, water pie. I'm not eating dessert then. You're going to make me eat water pie. I mean, unless it's, you're in a pool and then she's like, oh, you promise. I'm like,
here, let me do an impression of Hambone real quick. You baby mouse would eat water pie. Hey, no spikes in it. Hey, no matter. That's my impression of Hambone. I don't need a pie unless it's got 5,000 ingredients and it's topped with tomatoes, onions, salsa, pasta, gravy, raisins, nuts. You baby mouse can't handle a real pie.
I drooled. It has raisins and nuts.
It's got all of it.
And pasta.
You guys won't eat it. You ain't gonna eat it.
And pasta.
I'd make you one, but you wouldn't eat it. Put macaroni in it, raisins, gravy, mushrooms. You baby mouse wouldn't touch it. Cover it in curry spices. Savory pie. I'm killing Hambone right now. Savory pies. Savory pies. Chicken pot pie is number one in Texas and Alaska.
That's not a pie.
I'm not giving you that one.
God damn door.
Oh, there they got us. What? Is that super salad?
No, I keep thinking someone's there.
Somebody put Wilson, the neighbor from Home Improvement, on our window. Cody keeps thinking someone's looking in our window.
It took me 2 weeks to get over that, the two of us out looking out that window.
Yeah.
But when did they switch over to savory pies? If that was an option, I feel like maybe Texas just didn't get it.
Chicken pot pie.
Hey. No.
I said chicken pot pie. Get off of my property.
All right. Get off of my property.
Now, I think you've been here too long, survey man. Oh, okay.
Sorry, not my fault. You have a mile-long road for your driveway.
You have an hour to get up to your house. Shepherd's pie in Massachusetts. I do love a shepherd's pie. You don't because all things touching.
I don't like that. I don't like a chicken pot pie. I don't
Frito
need any of that.
Frito pie came in a bunch, which we looked up.
Yeah. I don't really need that either.
And a casserole pie, which is just, it's just a casserole. That's all it is.
Spaghetti pie.
Yeah, you do like that, right?
Yep. But instead of a mushroom topping, you can make just like a meat
baby
topping.
Baby mouse, you want to eat a mushroom topping? I'm a mushroom topping, but free up by it.
You want a mushroom paste?
Hey.
Haste for horses.
Get your green gear together this weekend. We will see you bright and early at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Utica, 10 a.m. on Genesee Street. Bring the family out, enjoy the bagpipers, marching bands, wave to the K-Rock truck as we pass by you.
Hi.
Hello. Bring those non-perishable food items to benefit Mary Ann's West Side Kitchen. Mother Mary Ann's West Side Kitchen. Bright and early, Utica Parade,
don't
Saturday
cough.
Morning. Don't cough. Son of a... Ugh. I'm loopy today. He broke my brain last night on Whiskey Wednesday. It's available on demand if you want to watch that disaster. He broke my brain. And then today we're yelling at Hambone. We're getting all wound up. It's just a silly day.
It's not even Friday yet.
Not even Friday.
Man.
Researchers have now say the best time of day is...
Oh, wow. It depends on the day of the week and stuff, man.
Same.
Time, day of
I'm
the
not going to agree with
day
any of this.
Day of the week, season...
5 p.m.
Okay.
Worst time of the day? 5 a.m.
Oh, no. See, no, I disagree.
You don't like 5...
5 a.m. is fine.
You like 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
5 a.m. is about the time I start to fantasize about going back to sleep. Like, I've been up, I'm showered, I'm dressed, I'm going to work.
No,
going back to bed's going to be dope.
That 10 minutes... While I'm sometimes, you know, before I get into the shower, that's the 10 minutes where I'm like, oh, boy. Oh, I'm tired. But then sometimes I just give myself like a quick, depending on the level, I'm like, going to have to be a 10-second blast then, bud. And I will cold shower and stand there for 10 seconds and go, how tired are you now?
Yeah.
No, I'm not tired at all. Please turn the warm the water back on, person that's talking to me inside my head.
Usually about 4:30. Is when I'm having you gotta stop drinking thoughts. I go, you can't sleep like this.
In the
morning.
Oh,
4:30 a.m.
No, see, it's like an hour. If I wake up like an hour before that.
Uh-huh.
It's 4:30 then. just up. Forget it.
4:30 a.m. I'm up.
But
I'm
that's like, that first couple minutes where you're like, oh, I got that's a bad idea.
I can't drink whiskey at night anymore. That's usually that moment.
Yep.
And then I'm in the shower. And then about 5 a.m. is when I'm going, oh, I can't wait to go back to bed. But then by 5:10, I'm good. I'm good. Yep. You're in your day now. You got to go to work. No, you're in your day.
Luckily, this job is, there's only been like one or two times where I've ever been like, I am deceased.
Yeah.
I would call in if possible.
Because I hear you.
That's honestly why I kind of respect what I do so much, because of working the grocery jobs of every single day during certain periods of time, trying in the morning to figure out how I was either not even going to go.
Yeah.
Or how in the hell am I going to get out early today? How? What am I doing? Yeah. How? Can't. I can't.
I have toyed with the idea of getting up at 3 a.m.
Oh.
Just to see if that gets my body and like I'm more awake when I get here.
I thought maybe like 15 more minutes.
Because I'm like, if I get up at 3, maybe I can force myself to like walk on the treadmill for a half an hour, get my body moving, get in the shower, and then maybe I'll feel more alert. I don't know. I've toyed with it.
That very much is a thing that works. So it could work for you.
There's also guys that have done this job, and I think this is psycho behavior. I would never do this. Who treat the morning show like it's the end of their day. I've known guys that do that.
Oh, really? No.
That will treat, they'll eat their dinner at 4 in the morning.
The
morning radio show, and then when they're done here, they'll go to bed at noon.
I've had people suggest that to me, get up at, midnight or whatever.
No interest in that.
1 a.m. and then have it be, do all the things you would do because there'd be nobody. You can go to grocery stores at 20 hours a day. You can do all that. And I'm like,
no.
I'm making a sec at that because,
my problem with that is I love staying up at night. It's always been my favorite time of day. You can ask my mother, anybody. I love being awake at night as the world is asleep. So I can't force myself to go to bed at 6 p.m.
No, that's why when I said it depends on the time of day and season and all that stuff, it's not super early. I know people are up earlier. That's why in the summer when it's nice, I like to get up like now, early, 7:30, earlier.
Like earlier. Even on the weekends?
Oh, yeah.
You like to get up and start.
Just because it's so nice out, and I'm like, there's nobody outside. I could head somewhere and be like the first person there if I wanted to go to like Verona Beach or something.
Well, it's funny that you say that. I saw that meme where it's like, what's an old person thing that you like to do? And somebody said, I like to get up before the idiots get up. Like, I like to get up, get my shopping done before the idiots wake up.
This time of day, when it's nice and not, terrible weather, I love it.
Yeah.
I don't mind. And that's helped, working this shift since I got out of college.
That's true, too. We're pretty built into this now.
I only ever worked one other shift my entire life. That's when I did overnights across the street.
Now,
9 p.m. to 5 a.m.
I mean, at this point, you and I have both been getting up at 4 something in the morning for 15 years. So,
yep. Yeah.
I don't need an alarm clock at all.
No. Yeah, literally. Wow. Oh.
So science is backing that up, okay? There's a new study out where researchers say that 5 a.m. is officially the worst time of the day.
Oh.
But 5 p.m. is the best time of the day, which I think would be because people are leaving their jobs. They're getting off of work.
I was just going to say, for people that don't, like their jobs, that makes complete
it's
sense.
It's 5 o'clock. You get to go home.
You're getting up at 5 a.m. Oh, that sucks. You've got a 9-hour day at a place that's awful. 5 p.m., boom. You're done.
Yeah.
That goes right in line with what I was just saying the other day about how I weirdly like that time of day when everyone's getting home.
5
p.m.
I'm with you, though.
Everyone's coming home.
No, I'm with you.
Start doing things. Like yesterday, I didn't get home till way later, but just being out where I was, you could see that people are out and enjoying themselves. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, look at that.
Dude, I can't wait for nice weather. My favorite time of day is that summer morning where you start to hear lawnmowers turn on.
Yeah.
Like that Saturday morning where you're still in bed, but you hear like lawnmowers in the distance.
As long as it's not like 6:30, because I know some neighbors will have that. And it's like, dude, really? But when it's like 8 a.m. and you're like,
you're waking up. In your case, you've got 2 or 3 models in your bed.
Right.
They're fanning you and feeding you grape leaves.
I was going to say, the glue's drying because the parts. They're fanning me, feeding me grapes.
Mm-hmm.
No, you just, if you hadn't already, you do that move where you open all your things.
Oh, I love I did it yesterday.
And it's all just open, and you just hear all the noises.
Opened all the windows up yesterday. I love it.
And then you forget till it's too late to close everything, and all of a sudden it's like 9 o'clock at night, and you're like, why is my apartment 60 degrees?
They said sleep deprivation can have a significant negative impact on mood. Yeah, no duh. And 5 p.m. is kind of, like you said, where you're starting to look forward to your evening activities. I'm done with my job for the day.
Right, time to do nighttime stuff.
I'm going to do nighttime stuff.
Yeah, everyone's home, ready to do nighttime stuff.
Okay. The Wildcat Sports Pub CNY Brewfest is next Saturday, March 23rd. You showing your muscles? Huh? The gun show. Oh, tickets to the gun show? You're showing the guns? Okay. All right. I like it.
Yeah. We talk.
Those are complimentary. Those come with tickets to the CNY Brewfest, tickets to your gun show.
Yep.
Often imitated, never duplicated. The CNY Brew Fest offers over 150 beers and brews under one roof. I'm going to try a bunch of ciders, I think. I'm really into a cider thing right now.
Yeah, that's I like at those places. The ones
Joel
that
and Chris
cider.
Has been bringing in some good ciders lately, and I'm like, I want to try some more ciders. So,
yep.
While you're at Brew Fest, check out Big Smoothie's Fat Boy merch. Stop by the K-Rock booth to try your shot. At our Stein hoisting competition, Cody has a good idea for that, but I'm not going to say it on the air.
Huh?
We'll see if we can work that out today. It's a good idea for that.
Yeah.
Plus VIP party the night before, Friday night, exclusive hard-to-find beers that will not be at the next day's event. So if you're a super beer nerd and you want to try stuff that's not going to be available.
At the VIP party?
At the VIP party, yeah. More tickets and locations right now. CNYBrewFest.com. Go pick up your tickets at a bunch of locations.
All over the place,
man. Later has them. I know that Branching Out Bottle Shop has them.
Yep. There's a lot of spots. You can get those all over. That's a good thing to do. That'll be fun.
Get out there and enjoy that, shall we?
It'll be a fun Saturday.
So, yeah, Syracuse losing last night.
Uninspired effort.
Not a great game.
They gave up at the end.
Kind of gave up. It's over. That's a wrap.
I know I was all about them and like, no, I think they're a tournament team, blah, blah, blah. I didn't think they could lose the first round of the ACC tournament, though. Yeah. I think they needed at least one.
Yeah.
And then give Duke a good game. Boom. They're like, oh, yeah. The committee's like, oh, yeah, Syracuse. Put them in there. Make them an 11 seed or a 12 seed. That way, when they play a 5, it'd be interesting.
Yeah, so... Bummer of an effort last night. Obviously, we'll wait and see if they go to the NIT.
Yeah.
Might as well at this point, I don't know. You know,
for experience, I guess, but is it up? I don't know if it's up to the players or not. Because
sure, they'll ask the players, but the coach gets to decide probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they
do. Then it's one of those situations where you're like, do I want to put all these guys, you say, in danger? Like, they could injure themselves in an NIT game?
Yeah, it means nothing unless you get money from it.
Yeah, right?
I don't know how much money is, you know, in it, but yeah. I don't know.
I did enjoy watching this team this year. I'm happy with the, obviously you want to see a tournament run, but you know, a good record, better than it's been the last several years.
Yeah, better than it's been. So, I mean, just now it's a matter of seeing who sticks around.
I think Coach Autry did a great job. GMAC did a great job. Griff did a great job. All the coaching staff. For the year that it was... Yeah, a lot of expectations, and I think they lived up to most of them, right?
Yeah, a couple cool moments up in the dome and stuff like that.
Nobody ever be happy unless they win a title.
Yeah, they had an upset. No, it's funny. We've been talking about the sports radio stuff a bunch, but it was just funny. I was listening yesterday to someone, and there was a guy and it's the mentality of this town that he was talked about how it's been a severe downward spiral for so many years and all this. And I'm like, this is not... a championship town.
No, I don't know what to tell people.
You got the one.
We got one.
Rest on that forever. Stop trying to be like, well, now we got to do it every year.
No,
Duke
doesn't do it
every year. North Carolina doesn't do it every year. Be happy with that one and stop being like, well, championship or bust.
Yeah.
That's not Syracuse. Get to the tournament. Have a good tournament runs every once in a while.
You get one. Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
You spoiled bastards.
It feels like this town is, we want programs that are in the fight.
Right.
And I think that basketball program is in the fight. 20 wins is a big deal. I'm happy with 20 wins.
But no,
we'll see what Fran does.
Final four.
Yeah, we'll see what Fran does with the football program. As long as they're in the fight, I think people can be happy. There are the people who will never be happy unless they obviously are the greatest football team and the greatest basketball team on earth.
Which they've never been.
They've never been, yeah.
But this town, man, they demand that.
And if you want championship teams, go watch the soccer team.
Yeah, right. Yeah, soccer on lacrosse.
Go watch the lacrosse team.
But it's the people that complain about that stuff, don't.
Go watch the women's basketball team. The women's basketball team is shooting lights out.
Yeah, those people who complain about that don't watch that stuff.
Yeah, open up your mind to other sports.
No, it's just the men's basketball and just the men's football.
That's it. There's a lot of other stuff going on. Yep. And I know this might blow some of your minds. There's other colleges than Syracuse University you can support as well.
Well,
come support the Oswego State hockey team, baby. Right.
They're always crushing it.
Lemoyne's got a great baseball program, everything over there at Lemoyne.
Yep. That's true. Yeah, now they're D1 too. So there's all sorts of stuff you can also support.
I'm sure Morrisville is doing some kind of horse competition somewhere we could go support, right?
Right.
Okay.
USF is getting out there the best weed creators.
They're crushing some weed growth out there. So we got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of stuff. Well, it happened. Good morning. This is K-Rock. NSYNC reunited last night.
Bye-bye. They should. They're the best. Better than the Backstreet Boys.
Justin Timberlake. You know, and I don't know why they gotta put their ages next to their names, but kind of bums me out.
47, 62, dude, 38, 45, 42, like and 48.
Like, last night at his show in Los Angeles, Justin Timberlake, 43, was reunited with... Chris Kirkpatrick, 52. It's like, come on, man.
Yep.
And Joey Fatone, 57. No, 47.
He up there.
What a song.
On Chrissy Teigen's Instagram, you can see clips of it.
What?
And videos shared on Justin's story on Instagram as well. The crowd can be heard screaming as a large curtain opened to reveal Lance Bass, JC Chazay,
wow,
Joey Fat One, and Chris Kirkpatrick.
Wow, good for that. That's cool, man.
The band's surprise performance had Chrissy Teigen in the audience, who shared a clip. I can't play her clip because she says, "Oh my effing God," in it.
Great.
So go watch that yourself.
The brilliant and talented Chrissy Teigen.
Chrissy Teigen. Thank you, Squeeze, for the bitty bits.
Slimeball trash bag weaseling her way back into the limelight. Great.
Why don't we like her? What'd you do?
I don't even remember. I don't even care. That melted face gank.
Jesus.
I just remember there being
she did
just,
something we didn't like, right?
She's just a B word. I wouldn't pee on her. She's on fire.
Oh, my God. A lot of hate here. All right.
She's just terrible. She's
I don't know anything about her.
She's a bully.
Deanna says she's an awful person. I don't know anything about her, but if she sucks, I'll take your word for it.
Screw taste, Chrissy Teigen.
Following the show, Timberlake shared a snap of the stage with five empty stools on it and says, "That was fun. Let's do it again soon." Oh, my God.
I mean, they would
make... If NSYNC went on tour, dude...
They would make $1 billion.
If NSYNC went on tour, bro, that would shut it down.
Because they... I mean, you look at how much money... I mean, all of these nostalgics are getting...
Like, if New Kids on the Block can go on tour, which I've considered going to because DJ Jazzy Jeff opens the show.
Right.
And then I'd literally leave after DJ Jazzy Jeff.
And I saw that they were going to even be making an album or something, New Kids on the Block. So
yeah, they have a new song. I saw them on Kelly Clarkson the other day.
So why not NSYNC?
Yeah,
why not NSYNC?
You think that they're like a dome size act? You think NSYNC is? Yeah.
Yes. Without a doubt.
They sell that many tickets.
They're just as popular as Pink.
Yeah, good point.
If you really put them up there with, you know, the whole scheme of things.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, do they have the stank on them, though?
Dude, I knew you were going to ask that.
I mean.
Who Bestanks the Reason has nearly double the plays of NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye. That's the kind of effing powerhouse Who Bestanks the Reason is.
Yeah.
If you are new to the show on K-Rock, we measure everything against Who Bestanks the Reason and how many plays it has on Spotify.
Yep.
Because it's literally almost a billion and it blows our minds.
It's insane.
So we say, does that song have the stank on it? Which means, does Who Bestanks the Reason have more plays than the song you're currently playing? Yeah. Double.
Wow.
Double.
Wow.
A Tearing Up My Heart, it's got... quadruple, four times.
What?
This, okay. I promise you, four times the amount of plays.
That makes sense. That makes sense. But, wow.
And as I was telling Cody Mack, okay? Yeah, it's March right now. We got the St. Patrick's Day Parade this weekend.
But there's other months.
And then, there's going to be It's going to be what? It's going to be April, but then what is it going to be?
It's summertime. Almost. Spring? You might have been hurt, babe.
It's going to be me. I love it. Yeah. What I think about groups like this is that they're not going to go back on tour for, like, the young audience. They're going to go back on tour for, like, people our age.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
And ladies our age.
Yes. That. Oh, yeah. Now you got money. Oh, man. Yeah.
None of you are turning this off. Shut up.
Nope.
On twitch.tv/KRockCNY, you can see everybody's favorite boy with his big boy pants, his big boy shoes.
I gotta wear pants.
Nah, you don't gotta wear pants. You know what I'm talking
about. Can I wear shoes?
No, you don't gotta wear shoes. You gotta wear what you wear. Coco Buffs tonight, 8 o'clock on Twitch. That is the show that is too dangerous for radio. Gotta talk about it on Twitch only. Presented by our friends at Paper and Leaf Hemp Company, Sweet Grass Dispensary, 123 Cayuga Street in what? Union Springs. What'd you laugh at? What'd I miss?
One of our boys.
Mm-hmm.
Clipping his nails.
Clipping his nails up there, bud. Yeah, sure he is. Sure he did. Sure he did. He's out there walking around. Coco Buffs also brought to you by the all new Leafy Wonders. Not open yet, but you might have been seeing them doing the construction out there in Fulton. My Fulton peeps, we're going to have a spot.
That's what that is. If you've been wondering, hey, what the hell is that?
It's going to be Leafy Wonders, and its grand opening is coming soon. But Cody wants you to know about them. Brand awareness before they open up. Leafy Wonders is going to be at 56 South First Street in Fulton, opening very soon. We will, of course, let you know when that happens.
Because there's nothing worse when you're seeing a place and you're like, what's that going to be? And then you see a sign that says it's some random-ass bank coming soon. Nah, this ain't going to
be
a bank.
A but law.
It's going to be money!
It should be a law that if you're building something, you got to put up a sign and tell me what that is. Because I get so mad.
Immediately.
I get so mad. I want to know, what are you doing?
Not in a while, and then future home of blah, blah, blah.
No.
Because then it always ends up being a dang bank, and I get sad that I waited 3 weeks for it to be a bank.
I'm like, oh, what is this going to be? I'm just so nosy. I want to know what's going on at all times. There's no video of this. Hold on a second. I want to see the video of it. Is this it?
Oh, I sent video of it.
Oh, here it is. Yes. All right.
Yes.
So Saturday, Connor Boyle made history during the Auburn's men's basketball game. Did you see this?
No.
They do one of those, you know, like halftime things.
Okay.
Where you've got to go down and put a ball the entire length of the basketball court into a hole and you win a brand new car.
Wow.
And he did it.
No!
You want to see it?
I love that stuff so much, yes.
I love it so much.
Yes, I do.
Here's the clip. If you want to jump in Twitch.
I love that.
Let me see how this plays out. This is Connor Boyle making the putt at Saturday's game.
Is a very happy man right there.
Woo!
During the timeout, he had a chance, a 94-foot putt into the size of a... basically a playing card, and look what happened. This is for a car.
A Toyota. Money.
Yeah,
no way.
You thought Denver Jones was hot.
Wow. He made that putt.
Oh, wow.
And it was right through.
Here, I'll jump back. I'll jump back. Watch it again.
During the timeout,
that
we
is
had a chance.
Unreal.
A win a Toyota.
Putt into the size of a... basically a playing card, and look what happened. This is for a car.
A Toyota.
Awesome.
Yeah, he made it.
He made it. He made the putt.
Wow, man. That is awesome.
He made the putt. Unbelievable. I love that stuff so much, dude.
Yeah, that's one of those where the people that are putting it on never ever thought it would happen, like at the Dome, how they're like, yeah, sure, we'll give you a truck. Just punt this ball and have it land in the back of it.
Well, we had to do those back in the day. We don't do these in the radio business anymore, but we used to give away cars and stuff, and you would use an insurance company.
Yeah.
So you would not, like, they're not out a car because they paid for the insurance company to cover it. So
yeah.
It's like, they're stoked that it happened. They're probably paying like $100 to give away a car.
I'll say it now because it won't happen, so I don't have to feel bad when it, you know, never happens.
What?
I always kind of wanted to do one of those things you saw on every TV show ever in your entire life.
What?
Where the radio people are broadcasting live from the place where everyone's there to put their hand on the car and keep it there for as long as they can.
That'd be fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here Saturday now. 3 p.m.
And then people never give up. I would, dude, that'd be awesome giveaway. That'd be super fun.
That'd be a lot of fun.
But
I don't want to sit there the entire time that you guys are trying to win a car.
I don't know if we were at Fusillo or Driver's Village, but I got to watch a car giveaway once. It was
before
I was even on the air, so it was 16 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was maybe, I'll just say Fusillo, but it was like everybody had a key. And everybody got to try the key.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody turned it on and it won and it was dope, man.
Everyone lose their mind.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
That's
Those are
cool.
different days, though, man. That was old school radio stuff where you're giving away cars and stuff.
They're like, we're going to give you a car to give away. And I'm like, what car? I didn't see a car.
It was cool. Get your green gear ready for the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Utica. We will see you bright and early Saturday morning, 10 a.m., on Genesee Street. Bring the family out. Enjoy the bagpipes, marching bands, and more. Give a howdy-ho to the K-Rock truck as we drive past. And, of course, bring some non-perishable food items with you for the annual food drive that benefits Mother Mary Ann's West Side Kitchen. West Side!
West Side!
West Side represent!
West Side represent!
I didn't know this was a thing, but I guess it is a thing. As you can probably blame social media for this. Have you ever heard of celebrity worship syndrome?
No.
People who are just obsessed with celebrities.
Okay.
It's like a real mental illness now.
Really?
And it kind of started back with, what's her nuts there? Jenny from the Friends show there.
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, because of the hairstyle.
Yeah.
People were like, well, I want to have the Jennifer Aniston hairstyle. And then People Magazine was popular and all this stuff. Well, there are certain terms you can look for, and it's real. People who suffer from celebrity worship syndrome. For one, much like an addict, you think about that celebrity constantly, what they're doing, what they're up to. I don't care about anything that much, but
no, not yeah, that.
Mm-hmm.
No,
they're always on your mind to a point where you can't focus on anything else.
Dude, that's the back in the day. We were just talking about NSYNC, the boy bands thing.
That was
basically most girls.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
get boys with other things, but yes. But man, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was wild.
It is affecting your finances. So, for example, you follow musicians on tour and see them multiple times, but it's putting you in debt. Again, I'm not here to give financial advice because I'm bad, but if a concert's going to put you in debt, you can't afford that concert, bud. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I know that it's kind of like you want to live in the moment, enjoy your life, but it's not worth being in debt to go see a band.
No.
Especially that Taylor Swift. I bet Taylor Swift put a lot of people in debt, dude.
Oh, man, yeah. Oh, bro.
I bet she put a lot of people in debt to go to that.
Yep, absolutely.
You try really hard to look like them. Well, we have a lot of listeners that try to look like us, obviously, because we're fashion icons.
Pretty much fashionistas, if you ask me or anybody.
You feel like your identity is enmeshed with their own. Something bad happens to them, you feel like it happens to you.
Yeah, you see, yeah.
They guys, get a divorce, you get a divorce.
Guys.
Oh my God, you guys.
Stop. Look, you know what I mean? They say weed
stuff.
See
what Ryan Gosling said?
Yep.
It's terrible.
It's kind of like dudes in sports teams.
Yeah. Good point.
It's very similar.
It's that meme that comes out every fall where it's like, great, now I'm going to let a football team decide my mood for the next 12 weeks.
Right.
Or something.
Yep. Yeah. Because I mean, it is all I think about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like sports teams or whatever, and baseball and football and all that. And consumes my. I don't try to like wear a Dallas Cowboys helmet, but I'll put on a sports team hat. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And their clothing with the logos, like I'm trying to dress just like them.
And
it's very similar.
I think that you probably think about the Dallas Cowboys more than most people.
Right?
You think about them constantly. You watch the footage.
Them, Florida State, the Braves. I watch all sorts of stuff on the internet.
The one where it starts to get weird, like, is this final one. Like, this is called celebrity worship syndrome. And I'm not saying this politically, but I think a lot of people have this with Trump. Like, the flags and the hats and, like, all that stuff. I mean, I think you've probably got a little
more cultish.
It's a little more cultish. You can like a politician. I don't care who you vote for. I'm just saying, you don't need a flag and a hat. trying to figure out how to meet them in person. That's where you're starting to dance around stalker.
I need to meet Taylor Swift.
If they're not available for that.
You and I, we announce where we will be and when you can meet us.
But yeah, like you said, like a Taylor Swift isn't doing a meet and greet or whatever, and you're like,
right.
Or, you know, the people that will just wait outside of the arena type deal.
Or her apartment, which every time you go to her apartment, there's a group of people outside.
Yeah.
That's too much to catch
a glimpse.
That's too much. You're doing too much.
You guys are being dog water.
Like if you and I are at Taste of Syracuse, we're like, hey, we know where we'll be. We'll be over at Taste of Syracuse. Come say hi to us.
Yeah,
that's not stalker behavior unless you give us a baseball and walk away.
I mean,
celebrity worship syndrome. People might think that they could just meet them once; they'd be best friends. That's more of a sign of a stalker, I think.
Yeah, that's like creepy 80s movie style thing. Or no, let's just, we'll be best friends forever.
Right.
Yeah, but can you untie me?
Yeah.
Well, maybe don't untie me. That's not bad.
But. Like, there's bands that I love. Like, I love Weezer, but at no point am I like, if I could just meet Rivers Cuomo, we'd be best friends.
You guys are pretty big dorks. You might.
We are. I think he outdorks me, though. He's way nerdier than me.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that, like, he might like me. We could be best friends. Freaking out with this Sphere video that's on right now. The Wildcat Sports Pop. CNY Brewfest is back, baby. Next Saturday. It's basically a week away from now. Get your tickets. CNYBrewFest.com. Often imitated, never duplicated. The Brewfest features over 150 delicious brews under one roof. Plus, there's that VIP party the night before, limited to 300 people. So when that's sold out, it's sold out. And those are exclusive, hard-to-find beers you're not going to get at the event the next day.
Can I get them to invent the event the next day?
You can shut your mouth and do as you are told, sir. But no, probably not, because you're not at the VIP.
Oh, it's true.
Smoothie will be there with, and I'm not saying fat boy merch, I'm saying handsome boy merch. Smoothie will be there with his
just
handsome boy merch.
Fat boy will be there, and it's just him standing there.
He's like a sideshow.
How you doing? I can pick you up if you want.
He probably could, too.
With his...
What? Well, he had his vest on yesterday.
His finishing knuckle.
Oh, yeah, he could. Yeah, he could. More info at cnybrewfest.com. Pick up your tickets in person. Places like Now and Later have them. Our friends over at Branching on Bottle Shop have them. So go buy some beers and get ready for the Brewfest.
Yeah, he was full coach mode yesterday.
He was. I saw that photo that he posted. Him in a vest. He had shorts.
He had his sweatpants shorts
sneakers
on.
Hey, let's go.
All right, bring it in, guys. Guys, we're going to have you do. We're going to start stretching first while I eat a Snickers.
Mm-hmm. Guys. I want your whole body in front of the ball. Whole body. Not reaching to the right. Not reaching to the left. Whole body.
Here's what we're doing. When you're coming up, you're exploding up and out. Up and out. Up and out. I want your thumbs up and out.
Up
watch
and
me.
Out.
Watch me. Watch me. And he's just smacking the bejesus out of some 12th grader.
Jesus.
Check this. Check this. Watch how I push out.
Hey, when you're down.
And now I've got him.
Look at me. Look at me. You're moving side to side. Hey.
First step, not backwards.
Shuffle. You're doing a shuffle.
Up and down. Up and down. Vertical.
First step is not backwards. All right. Anyways. He was in full coach. I got to make that coach photo of him in a moat.
I think. This with the stool?
Yeah, him up on the stool. Yeah.
With his white bounces.
Up and out.
Hey.
Okay.
Explode out. Let's go. All right.
Of all the crap my mother buys, I don't know if my mother's in here. Of all the crap this woman buys, how can she never find something like this?
I didn't hear that. She gave me my first and only uranium glass.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's some hard ish to get, man.
Anyway. It is. That's why I'm saying. So why can't she stumble upon a $14,000 Lego piece? Man.
Huh?
Come on, Tam. Pay for them hips. Pay for them hips.
Oh, don't worry.
Here's the story out of Philadelphia.
Hips pay for themselves.
Talkers, and the internet has been buzzing about the discovery of a rare Lego bionicle mask made of 14 karat gold.
What'd you hear?
In my head, I heard puzzle
in central Pennsylvania. The single Lego sold at auction a few days ago for more than $18,000.
This is the actual piece. We're just getting ready to ship it out now.
This afternoon, I talked to Chad Smith, the head of e-commerce, and his colleagues at the Goodwill in Dubois, Pennsylvania, where they found and auctioned off the rare gold Lego. He told me it arrived in a grab bag of jewelry, and they had no idea what they had on their hands.
I don't understand what it is. Is it something He-Man or Thundercats?
Can somebody who's smarter than us put in chat what this is? It's the Bionicle Golden Kanoi Howl Mask.
The Bionics?
So those are the rare ones?
They were big back in the day.
Here's what sucks about me, man.
Well,
I mean, a lot of things suck about me. Oh, you got the list.
I've been waiting for this day.
Allow me. Here you go.
Let me start getting here. Page 15.
But like, what sucks about me is I would have no idea that that was even worth anything. If it was like in a bag of Legos of my kids' crap.
How
would I know?
That's what I'm saying. You don't know until you almost know. You know what I mean? As dumb as that sounds, you don't know till you know.
And is someone in Dubois, Pennsylvania, sitting at home right now watching the news going, wait a minute. You donated?
That's what I always wonder.
I'd be so pissed.
Right? Or if they have that, someone's like, but that?
Dude, like...
You mean this?
Dude, like the other week when you saw how much that green ET was for, and then you're like, I threw that away.
I remember seeing it and going, yeah, right into the trash.
Yeah. Bionicle is Lego meets Transformer, the gold version of the original Tau Leader's mask.
Okay.
I guess they changed it for the second generation. The company produced a bunch of plastic versions of various Bionicle masks, but only a couple dozen of golden pieces, and they were given away during special Lego promotions. Wow.
Yeah, is it actual gold? Is it just like the spray-painted type gold?
I think it's spray-paint gold.
He's the original red guy for you Bionicle fans.
The manager here, Vicky, looked at it, opened it up, said, tested it, it was gold, and
real gold.
Listed it for $14.95.
Wow.
$14.95.
Correct.
Wow.
But $14.95, the Lego sold for exactly $18,101. The second highest bid was a dollar less. It's believed that the Lego made there were just 30 of the rare gold pieces made in 2001. 25 went to employees. The last five were given out in a contest. As for that $18,000+, it'll go towards supporting Goodwill's mission of helping people with life challenges.
Yeah, that's great. Ooh. I love it.
Cool.
I mean, I love it. It's going to a great cause, but it's like, first of all, you donated something that's worth $18,000. All right, that's on me. I get it.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Pulse. Also, the pressure that must be on Goodwill, Thrifty Shopper employees. Anytime I've donated stuff, God love you. I know that you're volunteers or you're working, you know, part-time.
Yeah.
But you're just grabbing the bags, tossing the bags. You've got a lot of crap to get through, a lot of my crap.
Yeah, how would you know?
How would you know to check that is worth anything?
Crazy. Now every piece of jewelry that any place finds, and be like, well, let's look it up first. Looks like a real ruby.
Like, that would be an interesting, like, A&E show. Is like, just behind the scenes of these Goodwill places.
Goodwill finds and stuff. Is there one? There might be. There might be.
Because I would see that and not even know that was worth anything, man. 14-karat gold.
You never know. That's why when you're walking around some of those places, I kind of look and I'm like,
what are you worth?
What is that? What are you?
Bro, that t-shirt I sent you my kid got.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that's worth something.
Yeah, me too. It's an original.
For those of you who don't know, my daughter and I like to find adventures to go on together. And we went thrifting a couple weeks ago. And she came up to me with a t-shirt that was pretty tattered. And it was like, you know, the stuff was coming off,
but
of an old Death Row Records logo.
Yeah.
Like an original Death Row Records t-shirt. And I go,
from the 1980s.
I'm like, you might be the coolest kid in the world having this. And she wore it the other day.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And I go, that's probably the coolest shirt. I don't know if that's worth anything, but that's a really cool shirt.
Yep.
Showed me that. I sent it to Cody. I go, look at the shirt she just
bought. Definitely got to get that.
Hold on. Noon today on our Twitch channel, our video streaming channel, where you can see our faces. And then tonight, a show too dangerous for radio. Coco Puffs tonight, 8 o'clock on Twitch, presented by Paper and Leaf Hem Company. Sweetgrass, 123 Cayuga Street in Union Springs. And of course, our new friends over there.
Mm-hmm. We're looking for the address.
Leafy Wonders. Oh, yeah, I was going to bring up the address.
I don't remember the address either. I just know Leafy Wonders.
Leafy Wonders right coming soon to Fulton.
It's right when you get off the highway.
Yeah, buddy. So. If,
unless you're, you know, you already live in Fulton, in which case, my bad.
For my Oswego County people.
Yeah.
My Fulton right folks. My Fulton folks. Right we there. Are a city with a future, damn it. We are.
That's a good start.
It starts with Leafy Wonders.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
We are a city with a future.
We got one.
Okay. All right,
Radio World. Time exists, so technically we have to.
Remind me to do this tomorrow because I feel like this would be a fun discussion, but they did a survey where they asked people of the four elements, which one would you want to be able to control?
Oh, okay. All right.
The number one was water, but I want to think more about that. So if you remind me tomorrow.
All right.
Because okay. That'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty, pretty cool. All right.
That'd be neat.
Radio World, you are going to get the 90s at 9 with a little Primus. Twitch. We're playing hockey. I'm sorry. I just can't stop playing. I know I'm going to lose.
That's okay. Yep.
Rangers at Lightning. I'm the Rangers. Cody is the Lightning. All right. Come and watch. Song about what's in my pants right now. My name is Mud. It's K-Rock.